Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Today, was this the text message that solved the death of JJ and Ty Lee in the Lori Vallow matter? Let's talk about it. Chad DeBell sent a text message to his wife, Tammy DeBell, saying that he had shot and burned a raccoon and buried it in their backyard in an attempt to cover his tracks. This text message eventually led to his arrest and suspicion of the couple murdering the two children, JJ and Ty Lee. Detective Ron Ball of the Rexburg Police Department noted that the text was sent at about 11:35 a.m., but raccoons are nocturnal. So Detective Ball called in the FBI's Cellular Analysis Survey Team, or known as CAST, to analyze the text based on a cell phone tracking data pinging off local cell phone masts, and when they did, the whole case started to unravel. Detectives dug up Chad DeBell's pet cemetery shortly after this realization, and that is when they found the charred body of Lori Vallow's teenage daughter, Ty Lee Ryan. Now, JJ and Ty Lee vanished back in September of 2019, and their bodies were not found until the following June. Their disappearance started a nationwide hunt. Ty Lee was last seen on September 8th of 2019 in Yellowstone National Park, just one day before Chad sent Tammy the text about shooting and burying the raccoon in the backyard. Photographs of that day were released and show Ty Lee and JJ with their uncle, Alex Cox, smiling and having a seemingly good time at the national park. JJ is believed to have been alive until September 23rd of 2019. Lori Vallow called JJ's school in Rexburg the day before and took him out of school. The FBI said that they discovered Cox was on DeBell's property on both days the children were last seen, September 9th and September 23rd. Now, Chad and Lori met at a Doomsday Prepper conference back in 2018, and they began their affair soon after. Tammy, Chad's wife, did not know about the affair and was also found dead mysteriously just 1 month after Chad sent the infamous text about the raccoon. On September 9th, Chad DeBell texted his wife saying that he had an interesting morning and that he had shot the huge raccoon and burned it. He ended the text with an enthusiastic good times. It's been alleged that Chad and Lori had some outlandish religious beliefs that led to the killing of JJ and Ty Lee, including believing Lori was a goddess who was asked to bring 144,000 people to the new world. Chad had beliefs that wizards and witches exist and the spells used in Harry Potter could be recreated in the real world if you manifested hard enough. Lori was arrested in January of 2020 in connection to the children's disappearance, but the bodies were not found until June of 2020, and that is when the murder charges could be brought. Now, Chad DeBell had been a gravedigger when he was younger. Investigators say he tried to use those skills when disposing of the Vallow's children in his backyard. Now, Ty Lee was found dismembered and burned, and JJ was found bound and stuffed into a trash bag. Now, while cops were searching his property, Chad DeBell tried to make a run for it, but didn't make it far before officers flagged him down about a mile from his vast property. There's been some allegations that Vallow tried to make a deal to cooperate investigators just before the bodies were found, but DeBell had talked her out of it. It's alleged that Chad had prophesied about his wife Tammy DeBell's death for some time. Tammy, a mother of five children with Chad, died in her sleep at the age of 49 in October of 2019. She was a healthy woman, but her cause of death was originally ruled to be from natural causes. After Vallow's children's bodies were found in Chad's backyard, Tammy's body was exhumed from a cemetery in Utah, the same one Chad used to work at when he was younger, and an autopsy was done but not made public. There's been some report that investigators have said that first responders reported a pink foam around Tammy's mouth. Also found with pink foam around their mouth at the time of their death was Alex Cox. Now, Alex Cox fatally shot Lori's husband, Charles Vallow, in 2019, claiming self-defense. Then Alex Cox himself died in December of 2019, one day after Tammy's body was exhumed. Cox was found dead in his home with the same pink foam coming out of his mouth. But investigators have said blood clots were also found in his lungs, as well as signs of arterial disease. So with that and his history of high blood pressure, his death was not ruled suspicious. Of course, Cox's death has now made the case more complicated because cops believe that Cox may have been the person who actually killed Lori Vallow's children. It's been alleged that the relationship between Vallow and Cox, that somehow Vallow had a strange hold over her brother. Cox was a strange outsider and a wannabe stand-up comedian who would do anything for his sister. Friends say that Vallow would parade around in a bikini in front of her brother, who looked at her just fascinated. One of Vallow's close friends said that Vallow confided in her, saying that Cox was trying to sleep with her. So between Lori and Chad, they believe that Charles, Tylee, and JJ were zombies who had been possessed and could only be released through death. Chad preached that killing the zombies was the best way to deal with their problems. Now, Chad also believed that he and his mistress, Lori, were translated beings and that they did not require food or sleep like everyone else, and that they had healing power and that they would not be mortally wounded. He also believed that they could teleport. Now, Daybell currently sits in prison awaiting his trial, which has finally been scheduled for January of 2023. As for Lori, she has been declared not competent and is currently being treated at the mental health facility in Idaho. Now, there's been some reports that Vallow writes letters to Daybell and reads scripture daily. She also dances in her cell to music that only she can allegedly hear. All right, that's all we have for you today. Quick recap. Let me know if you think this is the text message that helped crack the case. The police certainly think so. Let me know.